Good day. Welcome to Speak Bible Nation. I'm your host, Cedric Nettles. I have a very talented author on my show today, and the name of her book is From Defeat to Victory, The Process of Purging and Purification. Her name is Simone Yancey. And Simone, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Okay. Yeah, I've read your synopsis. That's a very uplifting topic and concept of your book. How did you get to that point of writing such a book like this?
You know, it was really a God encounter. I never said that I want to write a book or that I want to be an author, never. It was really given birth to as I was walking out my own spiritual journey with God as a baby Christian, as I would call myself. And as I was going through that journey, God just told me to write a book. And it was really just done out of obedience to God.
Awesome. It's funny how that happens. Usually the people that are the most least likely to do stuff, that's the people he'll call. I found that. Was it like that in this journey of your book?
Really? You said, can you repeat that one more time?
Well, it just seems like I found that the people that's least likely for the task, mm-hmm. that they feel that they're the most least likely for the task, are the ones that really get called.
Yes,
did it really hit you like that?
Definitely. Yes, I would definitely say that. I wouldn't have never imagined being called a published author or doing radio, TV, magazine, or I would never in a million years would I have thought that would be me talking about my book, and I would definitely say that just a person that never accomplished anything, you know, went to college, didn't finish, went to nursing school, didn't finish, and for God to tell me to write a book and to actually complete it out of obedience, for me, that was like a big thing. That was totally a God experience with me and something that definitely took me to my next level in my natural life and my spiritual life.
Yes, and I've heard, there's a sermon I listen to all the time, T.D. Jakes, he discusses things like that. He says that, you know, imperfect journeys are kind of done by imperfect people, so to speak.
Yes.
I mean, you know, perfect journeys are done by imperfect people, that's what I should say. And
yes.
That's really the gist of what he was saying. And it's just funny how you wrote a book about that, and that's similar to things I've been through. What are the talking points in your book?
The talking points in my book, it's eight chapters of From Defeat to Victory, and it really deals with pretty much every area of life. Victory over your spiritual walk, victory over your relationships, victory over your home, victory over your job, victory over your finances. And I just really... pretty much me, it wasn't a biography, but I used a lot of my real life experience, and I added biblical scriptures and principles to it, really just so that people can see that our victory is really found in God in every area of our life, and that's really what it's all about. It's a real spiritual journey of a woman who we would say, I don't want to say a nobody, is to put myself down, but an ordinary person who had a God encounter and whose life was changed, went from defeat to victory.
And that's awesome. And one thing I noticed in your synopsis, you said something that really struck a chord with me because I'm a principle-based Christian. I'm not into cliches and feel-good sayings just to be saying them. Your book has sound principles that go step by step, and I like that kind of stuff because in sound principles, it's not comfortable. And in your synopsis, you kind of hint that, hey, you if you want to grow, you got to come out of your comfort zone. Is that an accurate account?
Yes, definitely. And in the beginning of my book, in the introduction, it says that really my book came from me asking God a simple question. And I said, Lord, why are so many Christian women struggling in their walk with you? That was the question I asked God. Because when God called me, when I got saved and rededicated my life back to God, there was something in me that no longer wanted to be the same anymore. And as I began my journey, I was seeing that people that I thought was spiritually mature really wasn't spiritually mature. And I understood their struggle, but at the same time, I understood the power of God. So I said, God, why are so many Christian women struggling with you? Christians, not unbelievers, but believers. And that's when the Lord said to me, you know, it's time to let go of any and everything that does not bring you closer to me. Anything that does not glorify me in your life, you have to let it go. Whether it be a relationship, whether it be an addiction, whether it be old habits, the Lord said, you have to simply let it go. And I said that as when God spoke that to me, I received it first for myself, and then he put me on my journey where I could help other women to go through that step from defeat to victory. I'm not a woman that said that whose life was perfect. I was in a situation where I was living with my kid's father. We wasn't married. We had two children. We were what we call shacking up. So I'm not just talking. I'm saying what I really went through. So when God changed my life, I knew that I could no longer stay in this situation. You know, I knew that I had to change it. So I had to go through those steps. And now I see that God allowed, he graced me to go through those steps so that I can come back and teach other women, because these are the small, not there's big things, but they're kind of the things that are hindering the Christian women, believers. These are the things that are hindering our relationship with God.
And I think, too, we shouldn't be quite as hard on ourselves when we fall, because the reason why God calls, you know, the people that he least likely to show really truly who he is, he'll take a murderer like David and, you know, and, you know, make his name just go out through the ages. You know, he takes someone with a bad temper like Moses. and throughout his, you know, God just calls like the people that you least expect that, and then right before you think right when you think you're not ready for anything bigger than what you're doing now, things just fall in place when you just say yes, you just answer the call.
Yes, that is so true. And I just want to relate to the everyday, ordinary woman, you know, and that's why I'm so open and so transparent with my own story and testimony, because I want people to know that it is possible. You know, it's possible to have a real relationship with God. It's possible to walk in your purpose. It's possible to have God-given visions and to fulfill it. It's possible. You know, he took a woman like me that couldn't finish, and I don't have any degrees. But with God, you know, he's added these titles to my name himself, ordained minister, author, founder, CEO. God added these titles to my name. You know, so I just give God glory. I just give him all the glory for that. And I just want a bit of encouragement to someone else. You know, we feel like we can't measure up. And like you said, God, he takes imperfect people, you know. And and it's the same thing, but he said to me, he used the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. I'm that foolish thing. You know, so I just thank God that's not an insult or a put down to me. And I was a marijuana smoker. You know, I was a cigarette smoker. I was a drinker. I was all of these things. But God.
Wow, and that's an awesome testimony that you have on your life and the things you've been through. When people read your book, are they cringing to it? Because you talk about immature Christians. Of course, I'm not saying that I'm all the most down guy out there as a Christian, because there's always room for growth. But you talk about immature Christians that you may feel that have some room to growth, and they get to your book. Are there kind of negative reactions to your book, or are they just very receptive to it?
You know, I have found that women are very receptive to it. Very receptive to it. I've gotten some very positive reviews from my book, and I just one that just came to me yesterday. I want to read it really fast. This was someone.
Sure, please do.
Me. She said, "Simone, your book really helped me in my walk with God. It changed my life literally. I stopped shacking up and everything. Keep letting God use you for his glory. I thank God for you, and I absolutely love this book." That's just one of the reviews. So I found that women are receptive. They know me. They know my spirit, but they still find that it's kind of hard, you know, and that's how my mentorship came about. I have a mentorship program for women, and pretty much my book is my curriculum. So, and I just try to bring that encouragement, that inspiration, that empowerment to the women to let them know that it is possible to go from defeat to victory. It's possible. It's hard. It requires some work, but it is possible. And I'm that example that it is possible. To God be the glory.
Wow. And that's an awesome message that you have there. And where can we find your book on the web?
You can find it on Amazon. Amazon has it. And actually right now, tomorrow is the 2-year anniversary to my book. And you can download the Kindle version for free until tomorrow. You can get it for free today and tomorrow, Kindle. You can get the paperback copy. It's $12. That's on Amazon as well. You can also find it on Barnes & Noble. And my website is SimoneYancyMinistries.com. You can order it through my website. I'm on Facebook, Simone Yancy Ministries. I'm on Twitter, at Arthur Simone Y. I'm on Instagram. I'm pretty much everywhere on social media. So just put in my name, Simone Yancy. Let me know you want a copy. As a matter of fact, if you hear this message and you do want a copy, you can send me a message and I will send it to you directly, autographed, and you won't have to pay any shipping costs.
Awesome. That's awesome. And, Simone, we want to thank you for coming on Speak Live Nation. You have an awesome message and awesome testimony that both men and women can benefit from. So we definitely want to commend you for your efforts to really impact lives.
Amen. I thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
All right. Thank you for coming on. So in closing, I want to thank my audience for listening on Speak Live Nation with Cedric Nettles. And you can find me on Facebook as Speak Live Nation with Cedric Nettles. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter under my name, Cedric Nettles. Of course, no space in between. So until we get it in again, thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time.